Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Officers from the California Highway Patrol arrested 36-year-old Arcata resident Daniel Roy Jones on Sunday morning after an overnight search from Saturday night into Sunday morning in the Willow Creek area. CHP officers responded to a report of a pedestrian who'd been hit by a vehicle on Highway 299 east of Roth Road in Willow Creek. The driver of the vehicle did not stop, but instead drove off and fled the scene. Officers located the victim, who has suffered fatal injuries in the collision, and began a search for the vehicle. That car was located behind Ray's Food Place in Willow Creek, and a four-hour search for the driver was begun with U.S. Forest Service personnel and an Arcata canine unit providing assistance. They were unable to locate Jones. He was later found and arrested, and he was booked for felony hit and run and obstruction. The name of the deceased has not been released, pending notification of next of kin. And Jones has already posted bail and is out on bail now. Possible resolution to a two-year-old missing person case. Dan Squire has a report.
In June of 2012, Humboldt County resident Catherine Gilliam made a trip to Grants Pass, Oregon, and never returned home, and she has been considered an at-risk missing person for the past 2 years. Gilliam left Grants Pass in the early morning hours and drove to Crescent City, and she was last seen at the Elk Valley Casino. Surveillance video shows her on the premises on June 11th. On June 12, 2012, Gilliam was reported missing after her family realized she had not returned home to Big Lagoon. A cross-state search began with Oregon State Police driving the route Gilliam would have taken south into Del Norte County. And officials from there and the CHP took over, heading south on Highway 101 in search of Gilliam's 2004 Mitsubishi Endeavor SUV. Authorities think they may have found the car after two fishermen at Freshwater Lagoon reported finding a Mitsubishi SUV in the water. A drop in the water level revealed the car with the deceased driver still inside. An autopsy and a determination of the identity have been scheduled.
Congressman Jared Huffman's office has issued a statement on Friday announcing that Huffman has voted against the latest defense appropriations bill, saying it prevents the closure of Guantanamo Bay and mandates spending on systems, equipment, and bases the Pentagon says we no longer need. The $400 billion bill contains several amendments Huffman does support. However, he voted in support of the Lofgren Amendment that would curtail domestic surveillance by the National Security Agency, and the Second Amendment that would curb further escalation in Iraq. Arcata firefighters responded to a report of a fire at a residence in the 1800 block of Columbus Road in McKinleyville and found fire coming out of the front door of the house. Fire crews were initially deployed in a defensive posture outside of the residence until additional units arrived on scene, including mutual aid from Humboldt Bay Fire, and then an interior attack was made. Firefighters found heavy fire in the house, and once the roof had been ventilated, took firefighters 15 minutes to extinguish the fire and complete a search for any occupants. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's not cheap to run a city, and it's not about to get any better. That's what Fortuna and other cities are facing these days, balancing a budget while the cost of doing business is going up. City Manager Regan Candelaria, appearing on Talk Shop, said the day-to-day cost of operating his city has been going up and income from taxes is not keeping pace. Candelaria said the increased cost is something we all face every day.
The cost of doing business, you know, a simple one that everybody understands is the cost of gas. Everybody knows how much that's increased over the years, and to keep our guys out on the streets, that takes the gas. And then, of course, healthcare costs, which rate go up every year. Our retirement costs from the state of California go up every year.
Regan Candelaria said one method is to help city workers be more productive with their time. He's using training to help city workers be more efficient, and while training itself can be expensive, it can pay for itself, he said.
I want to know that when somebody went to training, what did they really learn and what are they bringing back? What are those new skills or things in the industry that so we can capture and document so that the next person can, you know, benefit from that? And it kind of helps to justify that training expense, which I think is important in our budget.
And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dave Silverbrand.